just put it to the test. Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proven for success. So rule three.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition.
There's nothing you can do, so just to rule three. System will make you feel brand new. Your dreams must inspire you. So let's do rule three, rule three, rule three. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host. I'm Too Legit. I'm joined once again by Triple B.
Sitting in for the summit while he is on assignment. You need to get your fat ass back up in here. Hurry up before we have to drop kick you. Not playing. We love you, Rock. We'll see you soon, man.
We got another special guest sitting in with us for segment two. James, how's it going, man?
Everything's good. I can't complain.
Sorry, be good if your mic was off. On.
Right, come on. I do it again.
That's why you run into boards. You can't even hit the on button.
Yeah, I'm James. My bad, sitting man. In for a segment or two real quick.
Oh, yeah.
That's all what's right. Up. No radio name, no
you
JG.
You can call me the Urban Nerd. It's URB underscore nerd.
It took
the
me a long,
Urban Nerd.
Took
that's
me a long
sick. I like
time
that.
To get a nickname. And then I had to create it myself.
I've come with like four or five different nicknames. I don't know how it. I just went to Triple B all of a sudden.
Well, you got the Triple B because of the ball, brother.
I guess so.
Triple B brand over there.
I need some shoes. $4.95 is a little high, a little steep.
Hey, when we started calling you, when you started going by Beautiful Big Shot, you should have trademarked that Triple B name.
Yeah, you got paid.
Oh yeah,
at the Thursday especially.
Plus, you know, I mean, because Rock got like a million nicknames because he's the Summit. When he's Rocky, yep. I call him Rock. Like, was he? I mean,
he's the Donut Crusher.
And then the funniest thing is, then we get on the show, and I call him James. And then you're Bobby, and I'm Jeff. You call, because then that's like, I'm Too Legit. And he'll be like, what's going on, Jay? And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense at all.
It's just
AKA Too Legit.
Too Legit.
Just any nickname.
We just
got to keep y'all guessing, I guess.
So I go by the Urban Nerd for right now.
And now we're dropping some Eminem.
Dropping some Eminem for the Urban Nerd.
That's what I like. All right. We're going to jump right into it. First of all, before I get into Too Legit's questions of the week and our top five, I want to talk about the mega fight between Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather.
Mega money grab.
Money fight.
Ain't nothing wrong with money. I got no problem with money.
Not at all. Money talks.
Here's the thing, and this is why we want to talk about this, because I know y'all talked about it on Thursday on the Breakdown Show. I'm the only person that thinks Conor can win or will win.
Ooh, will win.
Will win.
Yeah, in the circle. I've heard a lot of people saying Conor is going to
show. The only people who are secure in the fact that I think Conor is going to knock him out. Because that's the only way he can win. If it goes to the decision, it's over. Mayweather's going to win. He's got to knock him out. The only two people that think it's going to happen are me and Skip Bayless. And Skip Bayless makes a lot more money than I do.
Yep. My issue with it is, I feel, if it goes more than five rounds, Conor's done. He's an MMA fighter. You know, he got 3 to 5 rounds max.
Them 3 to 5 rounds, though. Okay, so I'm a former wrestler in high school.
Okay.
I won't say I was great. I made states all 4 years I was in high school at two different weight classes. Wrestling takes a lot more energy in 5 minutes than however long you're going to box.
Okay.
I'm telling you. Because there's just something about you holding a man down besides just standing. I mean, once you get punched in the face, things change.
Yeah.
But you know what? In MMA, you get punched in the face too. Because look, I promise you, if Nate Diaz couldn't knock out Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather ain't coming close.
Well, we know Floyd isn't a knockout artist anyway.
1999, last time he knocked somebody out.
Man,
no, he knocked Ricky Hatton out about 8-9 years ago. Really? One Ricky Hatton.
Yeah, he got him one time. Yeah.
Last time they tried to bring a white guy from across the pond to
knock out
Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, well, this white guy from across the pond.
Now, Conor McGregor is definitely different, and it's a different time. It's just so many disadvantages for Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the fastest hands.
Mm-mm.
No, but he's heavy-handed.
He has to put on 8-ounce gloves instead of the 1.5-ounce gloves, which is going to slow him up more.
That's a big difference.
And then when it starts to get to 7th, 8th round deep water, and you're only getting that minute break and 3 minutes of boxing.
I think it's 10-ounce gloves.
8 to 10-ounce, yeah.
In a 16, a 17 by 17 foot ring, some big ring that Floyd likes where he can
run. He's going to run.
And use his defense. it does not spell success for Conor McGregor.
Here's the strategy. If I'm Conor McGregor, this is what I do. I know Floyd can't knock me out.
Yeah.
I know he can't. I know he can't. Stand there and take his punches. For the first five rounds, I just let him do work. Just let Mayweather pop, 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 and make him feel like this dude can't touch me. And then Floyd's got an ego. He going to start showboating just a little bit. Because he does showboat in his fights a little bit. Mm-hmm. He's smart.
Early in the fight, he definitely
does. He's smart about it.
So you get popped one good time, they all hold on.
And that's what I'm saying. Conor can get him with one time if he wants.
Come here, Pac-Man popped him one good time. He kind of, let me run around now.
Yep.
He let Sugar Shane pop him one good time and almost got knocked out. I don't know if he's that fighter anymore that he will say, okay, Conor, here you go.
Yeah.
Take your best shot.
He's not going to do that.
He's not going to do that.
And that's what I think is going to happen. I think Floyd's going to get a little ego. He's going to realize, I got this. This dude can't touch me. Mm-hmm. And Conor's going to sucker him in and just 1-2. And Conor's strong enough
to get him,
he can take him out. And that's the only way.
And, you know,
Conor, and I think it's going to happen.
And Conor's with 27, 28?
27.
He's in prime. Floyd's 40.
40 and a half.
Yeah. So he'll probably be 41 come fight time.
I think he'll almost – I think he has a late birthday. I think it's sometime in October or something. But he'll be almost 41.
The one thing I have an issue with Conor might get points deducted. You know, Muslim memory playing MMA, he might want to kick or grab.
Okay.
But he's more of a striker anyway. Yeah. If you watch his fights, he uses hands more than anything.
I guarantee you there is something in that contract that says
– if you kick me
– if he kicks him or he tries to, like,
any MMA
choke him out, he does MMA stuff.
He's getting –
besides maybe, like, a little underhook to grab him.
They both got each other.
I guarantee you there's something in the contract that says Conor don't get no money.
Null and void.
I read something that maybe a lawsuit could happen if he kicks him. It was saying,
yeah, because it's not in the rules of that fight.
So I'm staying with Conor's muscle memory. He's in the ring. A guy come at him. He may throw a knee up or something.
I don't know. If I'm Conor,
I doubt it, but it could happen.
Like, if it's Conor and it's like the 10th round and I'm just getting embarrassed, I might just have to swallow that and just spin and heel kick one good time, just knock his ass out. I'm out. Conor, you can have your money.
Oh, he's not going to do that. Oh,
Conor
no.
ain't crazy. He wants that $40 or $50 million, whatever he's getting.
I think it's close to 100. I think it's going to be close
to 100. It's so strategic. You're not going to make that money in MMA
ever.
And he's 27, 28. That's old for an MMA fighter.
He got maybe 3 years.
About 3 years.
Strong.
But he's the baddest man on the planet.
And who wants to keep taking that physical pounding in the octagon for $2 million?
Look at Chuck Liddell. Chuck Liddell was like almost 40 when he quit.
Yeah, Randy Couture too. I mean, he was in a
ring. And they got beat down.
And they're legends.
Randy Couture got beat down.
Problem.
Yeah.
And Conor sees that and he's like, I don't want to be those guys. Mm-mm. When I'm 40, I want to be chilling in my Maybach with my mind right.
It's
beautiful.
He loses to Mayweather, which I don't think is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
He loses to Mayweather. He gets his close probably to $100 million. He'll probably go and fight Nate Diaz one more time. He'll probably fight Jose Aldo one more time.
I don't know about Aldo the way. Diaz definitely, I feel.
He'll fight Diaz again, and he'll probably
fight. Didn't Aldo lose in Brazil the other night?
Wait, first round?
Yeah, first round. Yeah,
he's
Aldo's falling off.
He's done.
But
he's
done. Conor will want to embarrass him again.
Remember that fight? Last fight they had, it was like, over.
8 seconds. Boom, left hook, right, and that's Mayweather don't know what's coming when that left hook. Boom.
But Mayweather's smart enough to know get hit good time to back up. Like, this is a little stronger than I thought.
I don't know. I think the gloves are going to bother him.
So if somebody gave you $100,000 and said, okay, you can bet on either one of these fighters, who you betting on?
Just odds alone. If somebody was giving me the money, I'd bet on McGregor because that's a bigger
same
payout.
Same here. That's $600,000.
Okay, they gave you the $100,000, but if you lost it, then you have to give up your leg.
My leg?
My leg.
Your leg.
What about just like my...
No, your leg.
What about my left pinky and my ring finger?
Your leg. We need it all. Up to the thigh.
I'll probably bet Mayweather then.
Yeah, I agree. For my leg.
I like my leg. And then I'm going to win a little bit of money.
Yeah. Walking, I'm going to win a little bit. You're probably not even going to win them. We probably win like $100. But
we'd be on Mayweather. It's going to break even.
I get to keep that $100,000.
It's kind of like betting on Golden State in the finals. You would have lost money. So.
Yeah, probably. Ugh, I don't. We don't talk about the finals. We're done with that.
Yeah, it's over. All right.
No, I'm the biggest LeBron fan in the world, so we're done with that. It was hard for me to admit.
Yeah.
It was hard to
watch. Never wrong liking LeBron. I respect him.
Nope. All right. So we're going to move on, man, to the two legit questions of the week. I really need some music to go with that because the way I say it is very anticlimactic. All right. So this week's two legit questions I have one question from each division in football.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to go with that. One I stole from you, so it made my job a little bit easier.
No problem.
And we're going to start in the AFC South.
Okay.
J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt returns after injury. Does he return to form the way he did before? Because we know with back injuries, you could tend to slow down. And if he does return to form, are the Texans the favorite to win the AFC South?
Go ahead, Urban Nerd.
I think he comes back to 100% the way he is, and I feel it gets a little easier for him. You got Jadeveon Clowney coming back in his own now.
Yes.
What's the guy named Ben? Kendrick McKinney is a solid middle linebacker.
Merciless.
Yes, Merciless is there as well. So I feel he don't have to work as hard anymore coming back. He's still, what, 26, 27?
Yeah. Is Vince Wilfork back for them?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's in the middle, so I feel he'll be just dominant, but he have to work as hard. He'll be kind of.
You can't double and triple him with Jadeveon on the other side.
No more, because Jadeveon was all pro last year.
Yeah, he was nice.
The Titans have a great offensive line though, so that'll be a challenge.
Yeah.
So you think the Titans, not the Colts,
not
Andrew Luck.
They peaked already, in my opinion.
You serious? Andrew Luck.
Frank Gore still the running back. I love Frank Gore, but
why they didn't take Dalvin Cook? I don't understand.
Andrew Luck just had shoulder surgery. They said he might not throw to like week three of the preseason.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Mm. They still have no offensive line. Frank Gore is 40.
Give or take.
50.
What about the Jags?
No. Blake Bortles.
Come on, man.
Move on.
I'm not buying into the Jags hype this year. I did it last year. But I had them winning the division, making the playoffs.
I heard that from a couple of people.
It was bad. Me and Rock. Well, we were all over Jags, and it did not turn out.
I will say, my defense, a year before.
Stugatz, if you're listening, I'm on your side with this one. J.J. Watt will not come back as the player he was. It's a back injury. Back surgery. Missing snaps from the NFL doesn't make you better. Okay. You lose time. You lose playing time.
Yeah.
And now the defense is going to be built around Jadeveon Clowney. Like, I see J.J. more situational. I don't know if he can give you 65, 70 snaps a game anymore. I personally, I'm working him back slow. I'm maybe 40, 45 snaps the first four games just to see how his back responds.
That first block behind the back, see how he reacts to it.
Mm. I think he doesn't come back to
real forearm right to the spine.
He'll
still be solid. And their defense is still going to be
over under legit. 10 sacks for J.J. Watt this year.
Over.
I'm going to say push. Right at 10.
Right at 10. I like over because I think the Jadeveon factor is going to allow him to get
McKinney,
free a little more.
Smilfall all together. They're going to be focused on those guys a little more.
All right. Moving on to the NFC South. Cam Newton was supposed to start throwing this week. He has not. Is there concern for Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers, especially with all the new talent they brought in and he hasn't worked with them yet?
Concern.
Yeah.
High level concern.
Yeah.
You come out in the media, you say Cam Newton will throw in mini camp next week.
Well, Ron Rivera is bad about that. Ron Rivera talks a lot before he talks to the trainers.
Yeah. Is Cam good, right?
But,
okay.
Yeah,
he's the head coach. He knows this. He is right there, right next to the doctors, right next to the GM. They see Cam Newton every day. Well, and when he comes out and says he's going to throw, that's like Bible.
Well, that's right. Why, like, Ron comes out on Mondays and it'll be like, well, I haven't talked to the training staff yet. It'll be like, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. What you mean you ain't talked to the training staff
after
yet?
The game. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm confused. I'm concerned. I want to see
here. You and I are about the only people I know who are totally off the Cam Newton train. I'm off.
Like after last year, it was like.
You had one year.
Cam is a power thrower, and now we're asking him to go out there and be Tom Brady, be accurate, have touch with the football, be able to recognize screens at the line of scrimmage when they need to be called, be able to do these three-step drops, get the ball out and trust it, and not hold it and look to see the guy if the guy is open.
Mm-hmm. Look, Cam Newton is not going to have a long career the way he plays the game.
Yeah.
And for people to ask him to stop running, I'm like, no, just let him run. If he only wants to play for – four or five more years, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
But let him play the way he wants to.
Don't change the only
way that's going to make him Cam Newton.
Yep.
He's got to play the game like Cam plays the game.
Exactly.
Like, he's still our biggest threat in the red zone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hands down.
We'll see what
Chris And so does. He has to run the ball.
Yep.
If Jay Stu ain't at the half-yard line, unless we're running back flares out of the backfield every time in the red zone, Are you turning the hand to Christian McCaffrey?
Sweet play actions to Greg Olsen.
Yeah.
Them things are nasty.
Benjamin, that's fine.
And Kelvin Benjamin.
Or Devin Funchess and Kelvin Benjamin. Can we have, like, we got hands this year?
Yeah.
No drop balls this year. Ted Ginn is gone. There's no more excuses. No more drop balls this year.
You know we don't talk about Kelvin Benjamin like that. You know I don't talk about former Seminoles.
I know how you feel about your Seminoles. Seminoles even when he showed up at 280 pounds, looked like he ate three Seminoles.
I'm gonna ask another NFC South question.
All
right. Is Cam Newton last in picks of quarterbacks
in this division
Say
as of right now?
Just have surgery in this division. Is he the last quarterback you would take?
Wow.
No, I wouldn't. I'd leave him at third. I'd take Jameis fourth still because Jameis haven't proved that he can win yet.
And Jameis still has a turnover issue. He's still bad about because his arm's so strong and he think he could throw it through a wall. He'll try to figure it out.
Kind of like Cam Newton?
Kind of like Cam Newton.
Kind of like Cam Newton, but Cam is a winner.
Cam has went to the Super Bowl. So.
Yeah, but I trust Jameis not to get hurt as much as
I like Jameis supporting cast a little bit, besides the running back position. I like the rest of his supporting cast better than I like Cam Newton supporting
cast. OJ Howard was big.
OJ and Deshaun Jackson and Mike Evans.
Still got Mike Evans.
And Cameron Brayton's there, the other tight end. They got two tight ends.
Forgot about Brayton.
He carried me fantasy last year.
Let's see how he responds to that back injury.
You would take probably Ryan, Breeze.
I'm
still taking Breeze first.
I would take Ryan over Breeze.
If Ryan is in this offense he's in now, then I can
take
Ryan.
We'll see what a dude from Alabama.
He don't need to do nothing.
The drunk bastard, whatever his name is.
Sarkisian,
that's it. All right, moving on to the AFC East. Are the Jets the first team to ever truly tank? Or are they really just going with young talent to develop?
They're going Philadelphia way to process. Trust the process. They pull in Philadelphia.
They're
going to
be real mad.
They won't. They care from USC.
And guess what? If I'm Sam Darnold, I'm like,
I'm not going to play for New York.
Southern Cal's got nice weather, beautiful women. I'm going to just stay here for a while.
I graduated. I could do one class. Why not?
It's no rush for me to go play for the Jets in New York.
Now, remember, Andrew Luck did it.
Carolina Panthers. We don't talk about that.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to school.
I truly believe, though, he really was going to go back to school either way. But
Panthers' first pick made it easier for him to decide.
Charlotte or Stanford?
So how dumb do you look if you're the Jets and you go 1-15 and then Sam Darnold says, that's not for me. I like school.
What's a guy kid named Josh Rosen, too?
Josh Rosen from UCLA, yes. They're both. They're going to go 1-2 this year, by the way.
So as long as one of them comes out, they still have the advantage. And if they want to trade back more picks because they have 9 million holes,
that's what
they won't look like
I get
fools.
The number one pick. Sam Darnold says no. I trade out of the number one pick and then wait again.
Trade
do
to
it
St.
next
Louis.
Year.
It's going to be probably third.
Yup. I like that. All right. The NFC East. Is this by far the best division in football?
On paper, it's stacked. It is stacked.
Yeah.
Besides what Washington did, they didn't do a lot of things to impress me. They still have Jordan Reed. You still got Kirk Cousins.
Signed Terrell Pryor, which I got to see him on paper.
Yeah.
But you see what Philly did.
Yeah.
Torrey Smith.
Alshon
Jeffrey.
LeGarrette Blount.
Right. To pound the ball. You still got Darren Sproles. Ryan Matthews in that backfield. Carson Wentz, second year in this offense.
Yeah.
He's going to look like a different quarterback this year.
Defense is always different.
And they get their offensive tackle back.
We can talk about Dallas unbiasedly for once, so that's nice.
Yeah.
Because Rock's not here, and we don't have to listen to that.
I do like
garbage.
Taco Charlton, the draft pick. They let go of all their secondary.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
It's
rough.
No guarantee Sean Lee is healthy this year.
Of course not.
There's like a 95% chance Sean Lee is hurt.
I think they finished third.
I'll go Giants first, in my opinion.
I actually think Philadelphia is going to win.
Philly?
I say Philly, New York, Dallas.
Skins.
And then the Skins.
I think the winner of this division is 9-7. They're going to beat up on each other.
10 games at best.
Yep. And
Don't get it wrong. Washington will beat people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kirk Cousins will put up a 400-yard game easily.
And he got fighting for a contract still. He wants a contract. He wants a real contract. He's fighting for a contract.
And he will in San Francisco next year because he ain't getting it in Washington.
No, Washington will be good.
Good old Daniel Snyder. Not doing stupid crap.
On to the AFC North. Will the Bengals return to the winning ways that they'd had previously before last year?
No. I don't see it at all. I mean, they took a lot of losses this year.
You over Dalton?
It's not Dalton. They let go of a lot of the help. The old line is pretty much gone.
Still got AJ Green.
If you can stay healthy.
Plus, they got that kid. They got that kid Joe Mixon.
And John Ross.
And John Ross.
Now, we'll say this. They got Jeremy Hill and they got Giovanni Bernard. Like, who's going to get the ball? Michigan should
take
over.
They got the best running backs in the league.
They got a trio of
Bernard,
running backs.
I'm not a fan of, but Jeremy Hill, I still like him a lot. And now you add Joe Mixon, who I think is going to end up being the best running back out of this draft.
Oh, he is. Yeah, definitely.
And that's hard for me to say because as a Noel fan, Cook, is hard for me to say that. But, you know, he's in the right situation, too,
yep,
to be on that team.
Yeah, definitely.
So what do you think? They shot? No.
Nope.
No, seriously?
Pittsburgh still got this wrapped up. I love the addition of Jeremy Maclin to Joe Flacco. I think
the Eric Decker is going to the Titans.
Is going to Tennessee.
Yep. I forgot about that.
I saw that.
That does add to the
South a little bit.
Yeah,
but
like
Eric Decker, but hopefully he makes the cut. He had two horrific injuries last year.
Yeah.
All right, so the NFC North is a lock. Packers are going to win that.
Yep.
What percentage chance do you give Matthew Stafford to win MVP this year? After last year?
I'm going to go 30.
30%?
30% chance.
That's pretty
MVP.
Good. I mean, that's a good percentage for somebody who could maybe go 500 or above.
3%.
Really?
Because he's not going to win enough games. And he's going to have games where he has 300 yards and 3 TDs, and then he's going to have games where he's 275, no TDs, but no touchdowns, but no INTs, but his team lost.
Yep.
Because he's been conservative. Like, I don't want to make the big mistake. Alex Smith football.
They didn't. Yep. Hey, don't talk about Alex Smith. You know I love Alex Smith.
I like Alex Smith.
I'm like the weirdest fan in the world. I love Kirk Cousins. I love Alex Smith.
You like that, I guess.
I like that.
Guys that take care of the football. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
So, what did I just do? The AFC. I did the NFC North. All right, so the AFC West. Who has the better all-around roster from top to bottom, the Chiefs or the Raiders?
Raiders.
Wow.
See, I'm Kansas City.
I'm going to go Raiders.
Kansas City.
With the addition of Beast Mode back in Oakland, man, how can you not like the Raiders?
Raiders.
Armani Cooper's out there.
Now I worry about
Derek Carr coming back.
If he comes back the way he was last year, I'm going Raiders.
One of the best offensive lines in the game.
I mean, you're right. But you know what? Ooh. Kansas City's offensive line ain't nothing. They got Travis Kelce, who may be the best tight end in the league. Because I'm sorry, I'm over the Gronk thing.
Me,
you can play more than 5 games in a year, and I might put you back up
here. Same here.
It goes Travis Kelce, Greg Olsen. Those are the best two tight ends in the league.
1A, 1B.
Yep. They got Kelce, and then they got Hill. That kid is
my issue.
That defense, though, is getting old in Kansas City.
The biggest issue is the quarterback position. Who you taking? You taking Derek Carr or you taking Alex Smith?
Am I taking Alex Smith or am I taking Derek Carr coming off an injury that we don't know how he's going to
respond? It was a broke leg. He'll be fine.
It's a broke leg.
It's only a broke leg.
And
it wasn't,
you know what?
A torn
Teddy Bridgewater
joint.
Broke his leg, too, and we ain't seen him since.
He destroyed his kneecap. He destroyed all the ligaments and everything else. That's something different. Derek Carr didn't get that.
He kind of caught a freak hit, and he's back throwing the ball already.
I'm going to take the Raiders, man. You can't push me off the Raiders.
You got a kid, Jalen Richard.
So do you think the Raiders are going to win the division? Because that's a different question.
Yep.
I think they will.
I think they win the division again.
I still say Kansas City.
Broncos, to me, kind of peaked.
Yeah, they're done.
No quarterback, really.
What did you do in signing Jamal Charles? Like, what's that do for you?
Somebody just can get injured.
Like, that's all. I don't
you got know. Him.
Somebody that's going to have a blown pick in fantasy football when they pick up Jamal Charles, even if it's
late. I won't
late.
Do it again this year.
Don't.
I won't do it again this year.
I did an auction draft. Somebody paid $35 for him. Ooh, like,
nope. 10 at most.
You know he's hurt, right, still?
And you only have – how much was your limit? 200?
Nope.
I threw the bid out for him. I put a dollar on him.
Dollar.
I'd have put
and I was overbidding
at that. I was overbidding.
Yep.
Absolutely.
All right, last question. NFC West. Is it? Is there too much talking going on in Seattle right now?
They've been known to do that, though, I feel. I mean, it's common. This might be the way they win this year. I mean, I feel they do this all the time.
You feel like it's about to blow up.
See, I feel like, I think they're teetering.
They are
on
a ticking time
up.
Bomb.
If they
about
lose
to blow
three,
up.
They lose the first, let's say, 3 out of 5 this year, they might just.
Their defense is getting older. They don't look
they
like
don't
the
get
Legion
rid of Richard
of
Sherman
defense.
For
they
pennies
don't.
On the dollar.
Well, who would take that contract?
Dallas. Dallas would love to have Richard Sherman.
Yeah, good point.
Washington would love to have Richard Sherman.
Anybody in the NFC East would love to have Richard Sherman.
You put Josh Norman and Richard Sherman together.
Ooh.
Talk about mouthpieces on the field.
Oh, my God. Wide receivers torment and all. Don't know which side of the field to go to.
Well, I feel with Sherman, he's more of a system guy. If you got Cam Chancellor or times behind you.
But you know what? Josh Norman's a system guy, too, because we ran that zone. If they run a good zone defense over there, I don't know who's going to throw.
Yeah.
I don't know who's going to throw on them. That would be insane.
If that happens,
All right. That is it for 2 Legit's Questions of the Week. We're going to move on now to top five wide receivers going into next season.
All right.
Top five. This is a good one right here.
I'm going to have
here,
fun with
man.
This one. All right.
See, I like y'all know I already like weird people. I'm like Kirk Cousins, Alex Smith. I put weird people.
Okay.
Rock about threw me out the building when I told him I thought Matthew Stafford was like the second best quarterback going into next year.
Why you threw out the building? That's legit. I can't be mad at you about that one.
Second best though? Come on. There's a few more quarterbacks I'm taking ahead of Matthew Stafford.
I'm just saying.
In his own division.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I put Aaron Rodgers at number one, and then I put Matthew Stafford.
And Brady. I still have Brady.
I just think he's overrated.
And Durant already opting out to re-sign with Golden State for more money.
Really?
A long-term deal. It's probably going to be like, it's going to be the max 5 year, 200 plus million, him and Steph Curry.
How funny would it be if he opted out and then didn't re-sign?
Come on. He loves Golden State. He ain't going
All right, so let's start with number five. Who is the fifth best wide receiver going into next year?
Okay.
Who you got?
I'm going to go Dez Bryant. Simply because I feel him and Dak got more connection in for me now. And I think he'd be my fifth receiver going into this year.
I like Dez. He has drop issues. That's my only issue with Dez Bryant.
He's got work ethic issues for me.
Oh, he always
has. Number five for me is Jordy Nelson.
Yeah.
Guy catches everything. He's not as fast as he was before the injury, which is why he's down on my list. If he hadn't had that injury and was his old self, he would be one or two.
Yeah.
Probably two. Because number one is
we know. No.
But Jordy Nelson is number five for me, man.
Number five.
I know I could throw it anywhere. He's going to get it.
Yep.
Number five for me is A.J. Green.
I love A.J. Green, too.
I was torn, but you know, it's him or Dez. I was torn.
A.J. Green is – and I think I'm putting him low. I love A.J. Green,
The receiver position in the NFL is sick, man.
You look at fantasy football now, people are picking receivers over running backs.
I mean,
it's a passing league.
Yep.
But you got to have running backs to win the championship at the end of the day.
When it's cold outside in December.
All right, so number four, who you got?
My number four, I'll probably get laughed at a little bit, but I'm going to go Odell Beckham.
That's low.
OBJ is good.
I mean, I feel I got three other ones that's better.
Okay.
That I would take over Odell Beckham.
All right, who you got, Deshaun?
Antonio Brown at number four.
Okay.
I love Antonio, but when Ben isn't in, Antonio disappears.
Yep.
And, like, the guys in front of him, I feel like, could shine no matter who's throwing them football.
Yeah, I agree with that.
All right. Number four, I've got, and I lost it, just so you know, because I'm stalling right now.
All
right. Jarvis Landry is who I got it for.
Jarvis Landry.
I mean, he catches passes from Ryan Tannehill, who is the worst.
Who misses him all the time.
It takes a lot of work to be a wide receiver for Ryan Tannehill.
You got a point there. Yeah.
Man, imagine like Jarvis Landry playing for like Tom Brady. Aaron Rodgers.
Like this year, Brandon Cook's going to have a great year up there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Brandon Cook's hit or miss.
Yeah.
Hit or miss.
Definitely.
All right, number three.
My number three is, I'm going to go A.B., Antonio Brown.
Okay. I'm going to just second that, so I got Antonio Brown number
simple
three.
Simple fact,
well,
what you just said about him being inconsistent without Big Ben there, he can't.
Plus, I ain't seen a dude, and no offense to Odell Beckham, but I ain't seen a dude catch a 3-yard slant route and take that joker 80 yards like nothing like Antonio Brown does.
Yeah, I feel it's with him. He's kind of inconsistent without no Big Ben in the game. And Big Ben's going to retire soon, I feel. And he gonna have
I think
to-
this year.
It might be it.
I think after this year.
If they make the Super Bowl and he can win it this year, he's definitely out.
Oh, yeah. I think if they make the Super Bowl, he might be out.
Yeah.
I got OBJ at number three.
Okay.
And I was a little torn because he left a bad taste in my mouth after that Green Bay game where he didn't show up. You went to Miami. You partied the week before the playoff game, and
I
you don't show up.
That has nothing to do with what happened to him.
But it's all perception.
Yeah.
It looks like you went to Miami, you party,
and you lost.
You were off your game.
You struggled.
Sterling Shepard balled out, and he was there too.
But he's not a starter. He's not a starter.
He's not the star. He's not Odell Beckham Jr. He's not all pro, 1,500 yards, Mr. One Hand Catch, get an ESPY award. He's not that guy.
Sterling Shepard will be a star in a couple years.
Oh, yeah.
All right, number two, because I said I had AB at three, so who you got for number two?
Mike Evans.
Mike
Evans, my number two pick. I love Mike Evans. I mean, he can throw the ball, he go get it no matter what. He plays basketball with the football.
I had him on my fantasy team last year. He had great games some weeks, and other weeks he not so much, and he still has drop issues. He's in the honorable mention for me.
For me as well.
For me, number two is A.J. Green, because that man catches everything. 4-4 speed. Dude was catching passes from A.J. McCarron, Andy Dalton, whoever was trying to throw him the football,
you know,
A.J. Green
production
was making him
did
good.
Not go down when A.J. McCarron stepped in. You were like, it's him.
It's A.J. Green.
Him. Yeah. It's not Andy Dalton.
Now, didn't A.J. Green tear his hamstring, or like he did something bad with his hammy?
I think he pulled it.
I think he pulled it.
Okay.
All right. So, number two, I have Odell Beckham Jr.
All right.
Can't be mad at that,
man. No, he's just got that flash, man. He is the biggest star in New York City. Because think about all the sports teams in New York City.
Damn, I didn't think about that.
He's
like
the
that.
Biggest
he is
star.
The biggest star in New York City.
Thor for the Mets and Aaron Judge for the Yankees.
Aaron Judge is starting to come up.
Yeah. See, Judge is catching him, but he's still young enough where – and baseball's nowhere near as big as football. Yep. So you kind of got
like,
that factor.
You see Odell Beckham Jr. and Aaron Judge on the street.
You wouldn't know who.
For a casual fan, more than likely, they're going to recognize Odell Beckham Jr. They just like that.
Actually, I don't know. If you asked which one actually played sports, I would say Judge because he looks like an athlete.
Exactly.
Odell don't.
Ain't no New York. Tired of Mello.
Plus,
Mello
and no offense to Thor, but ain't nobody play for the Mets is going to be a big star.
Yeah, good point.
Especially with the Yankees
crosstown. No. All right, so who is the number one? I'm pretty sure we all have gone the same exact way.
Do we have to count it down?
Julio Jones, hands down.
Did you see the catches he was making in the Super Bowl?
Oh, he carried me in my arsenal.
Three defenders around him. He jumping over defenders, grabbing stuff.
With
a
bad
best
finger,
hands in the
bad
league.
Bad ankle.
That
best
is the problem I have with Julio, though. There's always something wrong with him.
But he can't tell on the field, though.
But he skips a lot of plays. Like, he won't – you know what? He is the best decoy in the league.
Yeah.
Because he could have a broken foot. You'd put him out there and people would be like,
oh my,
double
coverage, please.
Right there. Got
to
get him.
I never forget to play against Green Bay. He caught that slant pass and took it to the house. Like, missed tackles. I mean, it was
I remember that play against us for time after time again for 300 yards.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Made Matt Ryan a star that night.
Yeah, he did. Oh, I had Julio fantasy football that year. Oh, I was loving that game.
I was
definitely loving that game.
You know what? I had none of those guys on my fantasy team, and that's probably why I finished in seventh.
You need Mike Evans or Julio.
I had Mike Evans. I think I had Mike Evans, but you said, he'd either have 150 yards and two touchdowns or two catches for eight yards.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll see. But, you know, I think with DeSean Jackson over on the other side of him now.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to be
but,
nice.
Can I give some honorable mentions,
please?
I got about four or five myself.
Julian Edelman. That man is amazing.
Brandon Cooks is probably going to be the best wide receiver statistically at the end of this year.
Don't forget about DeAndre Hopkins, Demaryius Thomas.
DeAndre Hopkins catches everything.
We'll see.
Great
hands. I don't know who his quarterback is.
Tom Savage is a starter as of right now, they're saying. And don't forget about Demaryius Thomas.
Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders out there in Denver. They probably the best combo still
hands
in the
down.
League.
Yep. And also don't forget Amari Cooper.
You know what? Don't forget that double-headed monster out in Jacksonville either.
Robinson and
Allen Robinson, Allen Hurns, if they could get a quarterback to throw it to them, good Lord, they're awesome.
And don't forget, T.Y. Hilton in Indianapolis. I mean,
he's still a really good receiver.
Yep.
So there's the receiver's position is really
deep. I mean, well, you got to think, of course, it's deep. There's four.
And, Dez Bryant, I'm sorry. You're still a very good receiver.
I will say, look out for a guy coming back from injury. He usually stays injured. But when Keenan Allen ain't hurt,
he's great.
Oh, he is fire, dude.
Mike Williams is going to get a lot of those targets.
So he might be a slot guy this year.
They did draft Mike Williams,
didn't
they? Watch out for these rookie wide receivers. I might be taking a couple.
That's what I said. We did running backs last week. And I was like, that's hard for me not to put Leonard Fournette on here already. It's hard for me not to put Dalvin Cook on here already.
Yeah.
Because of the situation there.
Yeah. Dalvin's in Minnesota, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I like him in Minnesota. I mean, he don't get the ball a ton.
He's going to start.
Yeah.
He's got to start. Who else? They signed Latavius Murray, didn't they?
Because he got eight.
Come on, man. Dalvin Cook is going to – Latavius Murray is a bruising back.
You know what?
He's a good share
I'll give
time
Latavious
back.
Murray like the first two games, and then that first time Dalvin Cook takes that 63-yard rush straight up the
right
middle.
Right up the hole.
It
looks like the next coming to AP. Latavius, like, you can be the second back.
Yep.
That's why, although I really loved the pick of O.J. Howard to Tampa, if they would have got Dalvin Cook, wow.
Yeah.
Because that's the only thing. Because they had Cameron Brate, who's a good tight end.
He was top five tight end fantasy-wise.
And you're talking about, who's that running back? Doug Martin can't stay. Doug Martin's already suspended the first four games or something like that.
And they had Jaquez Rogers, who had a great year. Yeah, sure.
I think they were scared they were getting too many Florida State guys in the same place. I don't know. Dalvin Cook started his
The kicker scared him away. Aguayo scared him off.
Aguayo killed everything from Florida State.
Jameis too.
Hey, don't talk about Jameis.
Jameis has cleaned up his act.
I have a picture of Jameis Winston on my wall.
Okay, nothing wrong with that.
Hey, you can't go wrong with the W's, man.
Yeah.
Winston, Winky, and Ward, three Heisman Trophy winners off from Florida State.
Winky. Panthers been with him.
Hey, he's a quarterback coach out in the West Coast somewhere for some team.
Chris freaking Winky. Yep.
He's a big time rookie quarterback coach. Like he takes
at IMG in Florida, right?
Yeah, he's big time.
Nice.
So I mean, that's what happens when you graduate college at like 31 years old.
Yeah.
Born to be a teacher.
Yep.
Hey, you could be worse. You could be Brandon Weeden.
He's still in the league though, isn't he?
Browns again?
Weeden? I thought he was the Texans.
I think he's with the
third or fourth ring, I know that much.
He's getting a paycheck from somewhere.
Somebody. Yeah. He was a first round pick.
All right. I think that is going to do it for this week of the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host. I am Too Legit.
I'm Triple B.
Now I'm the urban nerd.
All right. Good day.